Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are a lot of things I love about recruiting, but one of the things I don't is when a recruit wants to take a little time or when a recruit doesn't want to give interviews, a lot of reporters like to fill in the blanks of he wants to decide here, he's going to decide now, he's going to do this, these are his top schools. I don't like any of that. So I wanted to give four-star wide receiver Micah Pittman, one of the top receivers in the country, a chance to tell the listeners himself what his timeline is, who his finalists are, and what he brings to the table. Again, joining us now, Micah Pittman. Micah, thanks for being on the show.
Yes, no problem.
So we've heard, and you've mentioned before, that you're having a recruitment video, a commitment video made, and that you plan on releasing that soon. Is that still the plan, and do you have a date set at this point for when you're releasing that?
No, I do not have a date, but it is coming out very soon, very, very soon. I plan to figure out that date on Friday.
So you're going to announce the day of your commitment on Friday?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Who are your finalists? Because a lot of people are trying to say it's just Oregon and Florida. What are your officially your finalists?
At the time, it wasn't just Oregon and Florida. A lot of people were just saying it was Oregon and Florida. I did have a top five, Alabama, Ohio State, Nebraska, Florida, Oregon, all that stuff. But right now, I mean, I guess you can say it is Florida and Oregon. I mean, those schools have been recruiting me very heavily, and it's just been a great opportunity for every school, and I thank every school for giving me the option to maybe attend this school.
So let's go over them equally. What do you like about Oregon? What stands out about the Ducks?
I mean, Oregon's a great great place. Eugene is a nice little town. It's a great spot for the coaches, coaching-wise. I mean, they make you feel at home. They have great things to offer you as a player and as a young man. The connections with Nike is ridiculous there. And just things that they have to make you a better player, and God forbid any injury, things they can have to speed up the recovery and stuff like that and get you back on the field as fast as possible. It's hands down one of the best facilities I've ever seen. So it's great, and the coaches are great. They make you feel at home, and it's just awesome family atmosphere.
What do you like about Florida? What stands out about the Gators?
Coach Mullen and Coach Gonzalez, I mean, those guys are – one of the best to do it and still doing it. They have great history, great winning history, and I believe Coach Mullen is going to change that program around and make them very successful. And all I have to say is, like, Odell and Jarvis for Coach Gonzalez. I mean, to see Jarvis and Odell's work ethic is the same thing I kind of mimic as a football player, because all I do is work out and try to get better, be the best player I can be. And to see how he developed those guys is just awesome. And if I have that same work ethic, why can't I do it type thing? So, yeah.
I don't mean to put you in a weird spot, because I don't mean to place you in a spot to criticize recruiting rankings. I know that's not why you're here. It's certainly not why I'm here. But one of the things to me that stands out in recruiting is sometimes a guy that's 6'4", that they can project really highly, is rated above a guy who might be 5'10", 5'11", 6', but can flat out play. When I watch your film, you can flat out play, and you're doing it against pretty dang good competition. How frustrating is it sometimes, and you're still one of the top 100 prospects in the country, how frustrating is it sometimes when the rankings come out and you see that you're below a guy that you know that you've outperformed in 7-on-7 tournaments, on the football field Friday nights, and at big camps across America for the last 2-3 years?
Man, I'm glad you touched on that. It's very frustrating at points. I mean, I look at a guy like Steve Smith. I definitely look at his film and see how he plays, and just like how people doubted him. I know I'm still highly ranked, a highly profile athlete, and I'm still grateful for that. But I mean, I don't pay too much attention to the rankings as is. But just looking at a guy like Steve Smith is definitely a person you probably kind of look forward to and try to model your game as. Well, for a player like me, and he's not too much shorter than me, but he gave all he got. And there was a point in time in the league where I felt like he was the best receiver, and just looking at the receiver depth chart, it looked like he was the best one, making all the catches, leading the league in touchdowns, receiving yards, and all that. So size is never a big deal to me. I mean, obviously it is to some rankers and stuff like that, and they'll knock me off about not being able to go over the top on guys. But if you look at my film, you see me on a couple fade balls taking them up top. But it's all good. I mean, I can't control how God's gonna make me tall or short or medium size or whatever. But I can't control my work ethic and me trying to be better than everybody else that's higher than me or even below me, because there's still some dogs that are ranked low and that are good and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's frustrating, but it's all good. It just keeps me motivated and keeps me hungry and keeps me going just to see, like, guys that I believe I am better than and stuff like that over me. And it's definitely a motive for me to keep going and just prove a lot of people wrong and stuff like that.
We're talking to 4-star wide receiver Micah Pittman. Your dad played in the NFL, won a Super Bowl ring in the NFL. What's the number one lesson you learned from him about the game of football?
I mean, the number one lesson from my dad I've probably learned was just to go hard every single play. I mean, my dad was a dog on the field. He was relentless. He wanted to run dudes over, break dudes' backs, just all that stuff, everything and above. He was a relentless type of player, and he just taught me heart, basically. That's a big thing. He taught me heart. He taught me how to be a great character on and off the field. I'm thankful for him, because not every player gets the opportunity to have a dad and be in their life and guide them through the way and stuff like that. So I'm grateful for him, and it's just awesome. He's taught me a lot of heart. He's given me pregame speeches and gets me riled up and stuff like that. And so I just kind of take that in, and it's awesome to have him, and I appreciate everything he's done for me.
When I ask people about you, one of the things that come up all the time is he's got a lot of dog in him. He's a pure football player, and I equate those as the same thing. Pure football player, he's got a lot of dog in him. When you hear that described about yourself, when you hear people say, Micah Pittman's got a lot of dog in him, what are they saying? What are they seeing in your game that they say that?
I mean, they call me a dog because I'm a dog on the field, man. I fear nobody. I absolutely fear nobody. I could care less if you're a corner 6'2" and 220 all muscle. I could care less. I like to see you try to out-muscle me type stuff. It's just a confidence-wise, just stuff like that. I believe nobody can stop me in the DB world as is. I mean, but I love the competition. I never shy away from it. And it's great, because if that dude starts yapping, I'm going to yap right back. But I know my limits, and I know when not to get carried away and stuff like that, but I'm not going to be no pushover type punk kid, you know. And so it's great to go up against the best competition, and I just think very highly of myself, and I feel like I got the swag and confidence that nobody can stop me on that field. And that's the mentality my dad put in my head, and I've been just living that since I was like 10 years old.
You mentioned not being afraid of anybody, not being scared of anybody, and that actually came up in your recruitment. And I don't know where this started. You were asked about depth charts at, I believe, Oregon and Florida, and because you knew the names on the depth chart, and that's just, to me, that's a kid who understands his opportunity. You were able to name the guys on the depth chart, and because of that, somehow, because again, there was time to fill in because you set a decision date or you planned a decision, and then people were hungry for news. It turned into Micah Pittman is afraid of the depth chart at different schools. How difficult is it as a high school kid, as a high school athlete, when you have never said anything like that, to have people try to fill in blanks for you? That must be just incredibly, incredibly frustrating, especially for a person who prides himself on the football field and off of it as a guy who's going to work hard and never be afraid of anybody.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's frustrating at times. That's why I'm not the biggest fan of interviews. But it was frustrating at a point where I had to kind of tweet it out and let people know. Like, I'm a guy that's never afraid of competition and never. I'm a guy who loves competition and is ready to go. If anything, competition wants me. Like, if I see a corner line up and I know he's probably highly ranked or he's a guy that's been showing out the whole day, I'm going to try to line up and cut all the receivers so I can get my opportunity to do me and be the best I can be. So the competition-wise, I'm never afraid of. I don't know why fans took it into that aspect of things. So I kind of just wanted to let everyone know that I wasn't afraid of nobody and I fear nobody on the field. And it is very frustrating. Touching up on that it's like, dang, like I didn't even mean it as that. I was just saying what I saw
right
in the receiver depth chart and just looking at those dudes. Like, I saw the Florida commits. I saw the Oregon commits. It's the same thing. Like, I know Jalen Hall was at Oregon. Like, it's not me being afraid of Jalen Hall. It's just me saying there's a receiver at Oregon
right
that I know of. Like, I just know of the name and stuff like that. It was never intended of, oh, I'm not going to Florida because of Copeland or the other receivers that are there. Like, I don't care.
I get you. I get you. I understood. I understood what you meant. Speaking of knowing guys at Oregon, this Cali flock, locally, people are making a huge deal out of this, that Oregon suddenly is going into California and able to pull top talent out of the state of California. You're a California talent. You're one of the top players in all of Southern California. What does the Cali flock mean to you? What does Oregon's sudden California pipeline mean to you? Does it make any difference in your recruitment? Does that help them in any way?
I mean, I guess you could kind of say in a way. The way the recruitment kind of started, because Oregon actually wasn't in my top 10, but they've just been climbing the ladder and climbing it very fast. So, Coach Johnson hit me up and was just like, so we're not in your top 10. I was like, Coach, you haven't been really talking to me really lately. So then he started talking to me more, and then Crystal Ball started getting into it, and everyone started getting into it. So, yeah, but the Cali flock is awesome. I mean, I know all the guys pretty well. I know Jeremiah. I know Sean. I know I'm tripping. Josh Delgado. My bad, Josh. I know those guys pretty well. And so they're great guys and they're great characters and they're awesome to talk to. And they're obviously trying to recruit me heavy and stuff like that. And it's pretty good because. I know they'll be great aspects in that Oregon tradition and stuff like that, and I believe they have great potential and stuff like that.
4-star wide receiver Micah Pittman, he will announce a decision date on Friday. He doesn't normally like doing interviews, so Micah, thank you very much for giving us some time, and I really hope that we gave you a forum to address some of the nonsense that's gone on in the last couple weeks, and when you do make your decision, sir, I would very much like to have you back to talk about it if you'd be willing.
For sure, yes.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.